we present June Whitfield and Ronnie Barker as Jenny and Max Brayling in Round Trip, a comedy for radio by Michael Brett. Round Trip.
Jenny, dear, wake up. I've brought you some tea.
What's the matter?
It's a fine, bright morning. Time to get up.
Oh, it's you, Max.
Well, if it wasn't, I'd be going to see my lawyers. Come on, up with you.
Tea? Oh, you mean you've got up and made the morning cup?
No, none of your sarcasm. Come on, move over. I'll put the tray on the bed.
Oh, what's happened? 18 months we've been married, and this is the first time... Oh, now I remember. You needn't think you can get round me.
You said some extremely hurtful things last night.
I know I did, and I'm sorry.
You said I had about as much spirit of adventure as a retarded dormouse.
Did I say that?
You also said that this was only to be expected, since I was the daughter of a country solicitor with the hangdog look of a second mortgage, and a mother who twittered like a little bird but made less sense.
Oh, did I?
You also said...
Yeah, look, darling, I know I behaved badly. However, this morning I am suitably contrite. But this mellow mood may not last, so will you please drink this tea before I pour it over your sweet, tousled little head?
Very well, but under protest. Sugar, please.
Oh, here. Well, it's a lovely morning. Much too fine to spend in this dreary flat. Let's go out somewhere.
Where?
Oh, anywhere. I'm fed up to the teeth with mooning about this studio with no work to do. If that so-called agent of mine doesn't get me something to illustrate soon, I shall sue him for false pretenses.
You can't. You can't sue George. He's your best friend.
Well, I shall sue him for being a false friend. Oh, well, I dare say something will turn up soon.
I certainly hope so. We're now 3 months behind with the rent of this flat.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I mean, if I started paying it regularly after all these years, our dear old landlady would think there was something fishy about it.
How can you talk like that?
What?
Oh, all right, I'm bourgeois, I'm square, I'm so contemptibly respectable and middle class, I was primly brought up, I'm anything you like. I still can't get used to your way of living.
Well, since I have no intention of changing it, we'd better not talk about it. Here's the post.
Oh, thanks.
Three for me, one for you.
What are you doing?
Tearing mine up, of course, so that I shan't worry about them.
I give up, I really do. Oh, this letter's from Eileen.
Eileen? Do I know her?
You should. She was chief bridesmaid at our wedding. And you were there.
Much to everyone's regret. I can still see those packed rows of mums, dads, uncles and aunts and cousins all silently screaming disapproval of me.
Eileen's had her baby. Isn't that marvellous?
That's hardly marvellous. Girls are having babies all the time. Sometimes when they least expect it.
I never thought Eileen would have her first before me. Oh, well, there are conditions in which one can bring up a family and conditions in which one can't.
So you told me last night.
Oh, I must go and see her. I bet Donald's proud. And to save you asking, Donald is her husband. You've met him, too.
Yes, I know. He has a fantastic voice and a handshake like a wet dishcloth.
He has not. He's very nice. And he has a good, steady job with a regular salary every month and a pension at the end of it.
Oh, Lord.
They've got a sweet little home.
Yes, I know. You took me there. So many beams, it was like living in a coal mine.
Well, at least they're not living in a furnished flat with hardly a stick of furniture to call their own.
Oh, Jenny, please. We had all this last night. Look, things are getting on top of us. Let's take a holiday.
Haven't any money.
Yes, we have. I got the bank to increase our overdraft last week.
You mean we have an overdraft as well as everything else?
Well, of course.
You never told me.
Why should I? Everyone has an overdraft.
There's everyone you know, you mean. My father has never had an overdraft in his whole life. Pay your way, that's his principle.
And mine. No one's ever lost any money over me. It may not come regularly, but it comes in the end.
You always spend it at once. Oh, and so senselessly. If you'd only be more practical.
I loathe being practical. There's no fun in it. Anyway, we get along.
We would, if you'd be sensible.
If that means you're about to suggest that I take a job in a studio...
Only till you get on your feet again.
No.
Oh, but darling...
I'm not such a failure that I have to go crawling back and work in a studio.
No one said you're a failure.
They would if I did what you're asking.
Well, then what about that teaching job you were offered just one day a week?
Jenny, do try to understand. I've escaped from all that sort of thing. I've made a small name for myself. People want my work. Not right now, perhaps, but they will again. Just... Just hold on and trust me, will you, Jenny?
Oh, Max, wish I didn't love you quite so much.
Ah, that's my Jenny. Better?
You've talked me out of everything as usual. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen to us.
I do. We're going to dress and go out and enjoy ourselves. Better still, let's take that holiday.
No.
How about Capri? It must be wonderful there this time of the year.
Max, how can you be such a fool? Haven't you listened to a word I've said? Here we are, up to our eyes in debt, and you talk about a holiday in Capri. Honestly, I think you must be off your head.
George with some work for me. Hello?
Hello, Max. It's George here.
Oh, morning, George. How's everything?
Oh, fairly quiet, but I've got a small job for you.
Ah, bless you.
It's a fashion job.
Oh.
Only 25 guineas, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, that's not much.
I did say you might refuse the work.
No, no, at least it'll keep me occupied.
Right, I'll bring the stuff over. I want to see you in any case. You in all the morning?
Oh, yes, I'll be expecting you.
Fine, bye.
Bye, George. Yes, yes, George, bring it over. Hey, what are you up to?
Oh, Max, this studio. Honestly, it's like a rubbish dump.
It's my studio. This is how I like it. You keep your busy little housewife's hands off it. Anyway, why are you so elegantly dressed up at this hour of the morning?
I told you I'm going to see Eileen and her baby.
Oh, yes. Give her and the baby my regards.
Well, you can do that yourself.
Me?
Well, I thought you might drive me there.
Oh, no, no, sorry, dear. No, I've got to work. Besides, George wants to see me. It might be important.
Oh, bother.
Oh, never mind. When you've learned to drive, you can take the car yourself.
By that time, the way my lessons are going, the baby will be about 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, then. But I'll need some money. There'll be my train fare and some flowers. Oh, £2 will do.
Yeah, certainly. Let's see now. 3 and 7 pence.
Oh.
Well, that won't get you far. I had some notes somewhere. Or did I?
Oh, come on, Max. You'll make me late.
Oh, well, I'll write you a check. You can cash it on the way to the station. What did I do with that checkbook? It was here yesterday. Or was it the day before? Hello?
Max.
Why, Jenny, dear. What?
I've never been so humiliated. You've used up all your overdraft and they wouldn't cash the cheque.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, I could have sunk through the floor.
No, there must be some mistake.
Yeah, but you made it. I'll never forgive you for this, Max.
Jenny, stay where you are and I'll come and straighten everything out.
Oh, don't bother.
Well, if you've got no money, you...
I have. I've drawn out the last of the money that Daddy put in the post office in case you ever left me destitute. And how right he was.
No, Jenny, wait a minute. Wait, Jenny. Oh. Must be a mistake. There just must be a mistake. Oh. The door's open. I can't possibly have spent all... Oh, yes. Oh, poor Jenny. I'm in the studio. Who is it? Oh, it's you, George. Come on in.
Morning.
Morning. Take a seat. You won't find me very good company, but come on in.
What have you been up to now?
Now, don't use that hectoring tone to me.
Sorry.
And what do you mean by telling Jenny that there was a job going at the art school?
I think you should take it.
Well, I don't.
Pity. There doesn't appear to be a lot of work around at the moment. A teaching job would help out till things get better.
Oh, yes, that's marvellous. I'm not making a living, so I must teach others who also won't be able to make a living. No, thanks.
Well, you ought to think of Jenny. Your marriage is going down the drain.
Who says it is?
Well, it's obvious all isn't well with the two of you. You're a damn difficult fella to live with, Max.
You've been listening to Jenny, bless her. She wants to take me to bits and put me together again so that I'll fit in with her upbringing. She plans to make a Donald out of me.
A what?
MacDonald. MacDonald is a man who brings home a salary every month to the neat little house where wifey is waiting to greet him with a kiss. Just to make sure he hasn't stopped at the local for a pint on the way. He hasn't, though. He daren't. Now, the installments on the reproduction dining room suite to think of. Besides...
Yeah, all right, I get the
point.
Yes,
well, I am not a Donald. I wish for Jenny's sake I was, but I'm not. She wants a regular life, a pensionable old age, the sort of life that she was brought up to, and I can't give it to her.
The question is, can you give her any sort of life, financially speaking?
What does that mean?
Well, you've made a lot of money and you've spent it fast. There has to be a reckoning.
I don't like riddles. Come on out with it.
Well, you remember that fellow who called on you from the Inland Revenue?
Oh, yes.
I dare say it was highly amusing to hand him about 50 letters from the inspector of taxes you hadn't even bothered to open.
I'd open one.
And send it back with a short pointed message written across it.
I didn't like its peremptory tone. If people want money, they should ask nicely.
Not the Inland Revenue. They don't have to.
Then someone should teach them better.
I don't know why I bother about you.
No.
Do you realise you owe them more than £1,000? What's more, they're going to do something about it.
I'm relieved. I certainly can't do anything about it.
Listen, Max, this is serious. I've been to see them. I told them you were practically a nutcase where money was concerned, which they readily accepted.
Oh, I see.
And I got them to agree to take £100 a month till it was paid off.
£100? £100 a month? Where do they expect to find that kind of money? You know what a thin time I'm having at the moment.
If you don't, they'll make you bankrupt.
They can't. I'm bankrupt already.
I mean officially bankrupt.
Well, what's the difference?
Jenny will know the difference. So will her mother and father.
Oh, Lord.
You've got to pull yourself together.
But I'm not even making £100 a month.
Well, I told them that. I said it was only a bad patch you were going through, and before long you'd, well, probably be back in the big money. But they weren't impressed. You really hurt their feelings, Max.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, if I could show them you were making some kind of effort. For instance, if you took this teaching job.
Nothing doing.
Max, listen.
I'd be caught in the system. First it would be one day at the school, then two. I'd be trapped.
But you have no choice.
I shall take my chance. Won't be the first time I've gambled with my future.
They'll make you bankrupt.
Nonsense. Nonsense. Something will turn up. I've been broke before.
Not since you married Jenny.
Oh, well, Jenny will learn in time. Now then, where's this job you've got for me?
Oh, it's here.
Oh, fine. I tell you what. Jenny won't be back till this evening. I'll finish this by this afternoon, and then you and I will go out and celebrate.
Celebrate what in heaven's name?
Is your life so dull and empty that you can't think of anything to celebrate? We'll celebrate that we're alive and in good health, that crabbed old age is still a long way off, and that we have talent, even if no one wants to use it at present. Jenny? Jenny, are you home? Jenny, your husband has returned. Ah, there you are. Well, how's everyone in the maternity ward?
Where have you been?
Celebrating with George. He's a very unsympathetic character he's turning into. It's a shame, really.
You've been drinking.
Well, not enough to justify that tone of voice. How's, Eileen?
Oh, she's very well. Max, I want to talk to you.
Well, I better sit down.
It's before you fall down.
That's better. Oh, I'd forgotten. Look, about that little mishap at the bank.
I'd rather you didn't mention that, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I'm sure you don't. You weren't the one who was humiliated.
Oh, come now, Jenny. Humiliated?
Certainly I was. I didn't know where to look.
Why must you take these little things so seriously?
Little things? Really, there are times when your lack of a sense of proportion leaves me absolutely speechless.
I'd say you exaggerate your speechlessness, sweetheart.
I suppose you mean that I nag.
I didn't say that.
If I do nag, which I deny, any woman would in the circumstances. Oh, Max, I'm sorry, but something has got to be done. I've been talking things over with Donald.
You've what?
I said I've been talking things over with...
With that filleted herring?
Oh, can't you see how worried I am?
But you've got nothing to worry about, Jenny. Everything will be all right.
Everything will not be all right. Oh, dear. What am I going to do with you?
Well, why not kiss and make up, hmm?
No. No, Max, I've got to get this straightened out before you talk me out of it, as you usually do.
Get what straightened out?
Well, I'll tell you if you'll only listen.
Oh, go ahead. The night is young.
Well, after we'd left the hospital, Donald and I went back and gave him a hand in cleaning their house. Poor dear had got it into such a state on his own. And when that was done, he took me out to a meal.
Oh, darling, you must be terribly hungry. Can I get you anything?
Oh, will you please listen?
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, who do you think was at the next table in the restaurant? Mr. Harvey.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Harvey.
Yes.
Who's Mr. Harvey?
Oh, Max.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't mean that lecherous old scoundrel whose secretary you used to be?
He was nothing of the sort.
Oh, you told me.
Oh,
that...
Well, you exaggerate everything. And anyway, I'm not going back there, if that's what's worrying you.
Did he ask you to?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he did. Naturally, I declined.
I should hope so. When the time comes that I can't support my wife, I... Well, what about Mr. Harvey?
Well, he was telling me of some of the changes that have been made since I left. Now, do you remember my mentioning of Mr. Andrew, the head of the art department? Well, he's retiring next month.
Oh, well, I hope he's presented with a striking clock. With his name on it, of course. I want to talk
about... Max.
What?
Well, I did sort of ask Mr. Harvey. I mean, it is the kind of job that you could do so well.
Me?
Oh, please don't explode. I mean, it's really a very good job, and Mr. Harvey quite liked the idea. He knows your work, and he said, why didn't you call and see him? And it'd be a very good salary.
You astonish me.
Oh, just a minute, Max.
You had the audacity.
Don't be hasty, darling. At least think it over.
I've already thought it over.
Please.
What do you mean by discussing our affairs with strangers?
I didn't. Yet
first with Donald, as if that weren't bad enough, and now with this elderly pincher of typist bottoms.
Max.
The answer is no, 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 no. Is that clear?
No.
Oh.
But it's such a wonderful opportunity. I mean, we owe money everywhere. Our friends, the bank, the rent, even some of the tradesmen. It can't go on. It's so degrading.
Degrading? Just because we owe money?
Yes. Yes, it is.
But then 3/4 of the population of the United Kingdom are living degraded lives.
Not people like us. Not respectable people.
You little innocent. It's only by borrowing money that most people are able to be respectable.
Well, that isn't the way that I was brought up. Daddy always says...
I know what Daddy always says and what Mummy always says and what your brothers say. They never stop telling me, usually all at once. Like spending the evening in a cattle market.
Well, if you're going to start sneering at my family...
I'm not.
It's not their fault you can't make a living. Oh, Max, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that, not really.
Oh, but you did.
Oh, no, Max.
Oh, but yes, Max. And since we're being brutally frank with one another, I'll tell you something which will turn your dear daddy's hair whiter than white when he hears. I am going to be made bankrupt.
Bankrupt?
By the Inland Revenue.
But why?
Oh, they consider I should have been paying income tax like everyone else. They have a passion for uniformity.
But haven't you been paying it?
Not lately, no. Oh, close your mouth, dear. The atmosphere is teeming with spiteful little germs, all waiting to pop into open mouths like yours.
You can't be serious.
Oh, I am. They're all floating about in the air. They're just
waiting. Oh, we're talking about your bankruptcy.
Oh, that's not as bad as it sounds. I mean, we don't really own anything, do we? Except a car that will soon qualify as a veteran. We're behind on the installments for that. I only hope the Inland Revenue will get it to start more easily than I can.
How awful.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that.
You don't even care, do you? Haven't you any sense of shame? Oh, what's Daddy going to say?
I don't care what your Daddy says. I'm sick of hearing what your Daddy says.
Now, we'll have to keep it from him. The shock of it would kill him.
I shall write and tell him at once.
Oh!
No, I'm sorry, Jenny. I really am. I didn't mean that.
You did. You did. I won't stop in this flat another minute.
No, Jenny, please. I'm sorry. It sort of slipped out. You know I didn't mean it. Come on. Give me a smile. Say you forgive me.
Oh, no. This time you've gone too far. We have got to reach an understanding.
Oh, damn it. An understanding about what?
I won't let you go bankrupt. I'd never get over the disgrace. We've got to find the money.
How can we?
Well, how much is it?
It's about 1,000.
I'll ask Daddy to lend it to
you
us.
You will not.
Well, there's no other way. Of course, we pay him back.
Well, how in heaven's name?
There's only one way, and you know it.
Oh, very cunning. I see your little wicked mind working. Borrow from your father, and I've had it. You'll all tell me what I'm to do, like taking a job so as to repay the money in regular installments.
And what's wrong with that?
I'll tell you one thing that's wrong with it. I'm not going to do it, and that's final.
Well, you leave me no alternative.
Meaning what?
If you won't take a job and support me respectably, then I'll take a job and support you.
You dare?
You can't stop me.
We'll see about that.
If necessary, I'll go back to my old job as Mr. Harvey's secretary.
I forbid you to go anywhere near that filthy old beast.
I shall ask if I can start on Monday.
Jenny, I'm warning you.
Save your breath. My mind's made up.
So is mine. Take that job, and you needn't expect to be admitted to this flat again.
Oh, so now you're turning me out. Very well. I shall leave here tomorrow, and I shan't be back until you see reason.
Now, Jenny, wait a minute.
Tomorrow, I said, and I meant it.
No, that's ridiculous. Where will you go?
To my own family. Where I belong, I shall tell Daddy the
whole... If you mention Daddy to me once more, I shall hurl you down the rubbish chute.
Oh, so now you're threatening me with violence. Well, that settles it then. I shall return home first thing in the morning, and if there was a train, I'd go tonight.
Don't let that deter you. I shall take the car out and drive you there.
Very well, I accept your offer. I'll go and pack my things.
What? No, look, I was only joking. Well, not exactly joking.
I shall be ready in 15 minutes.
You can't possibly be serious.
I repeat. I shall be ready in 15 minutes.
Well, I shan't.
Then I shall drive myself.
You can't. You've only had 2 lessons.
I'll manage.
But you haven't got a proper license.
This is an emergency.
Jenny, be sensible. You'll have an accident. You might kill yourself.
With or without you, I'll be leaving here by car in 15 minutes. Oh. Is that clear?
Thank you.
put my suitcase in the car, or have I to do it myself?
Look, Jenny, I know it's difficult to climb down now, but this situation we've got into is quite ridiculous. Suppose we call it off.
My suitcase, if you don't mind.
Jenny, please, one says idiotic things in anger. That's human, but to go on with it like this...
I put it in the car myself.
Oh, give it here.
Thank you.
Your place is with me. I'm your husband.
That is something which can be rectified.
What?
You heard me.
All right, but if you think you can bully me into doing what you want this way, you are mistaken. If this is the way you want it, you shall have it. Get in.
Not the front, if you don't mind. I'd prefer to sit at the back, by myself.
I don't care if you drape yourself across the bonnet.
Thank you. At last.
I have my feelings, too. And you finally exhausted my patience. Now you'll get just what you ask for. And we'll see how you like it. Well, now that you've had time to think things over, shall we turn back and go home? I said no.
I heard. The answer's no.
Suit yourself. Luckily, it's a fine evening for a drive. It'll be pretty late when we get there, though. I can't help chuckling when I think of your parents being turned out of their beds to be told that you've left me.
Oh, do you mind?
No. Try to imagine it. Your father, kicked out of his warm bed by your mother, will answer the door, feeling understandably peeved. His peevishness won't lessen when he learns that he's to have the pleasure of maintaining you when he supposed that he'd transferred that responsibility to me. By this time, your mother, hearing voices and being unwilling to be left out of the conversation even in the middle of the night, will come thundering downstairs, demanding a complete but instant explanation. Max and I have had a terrible row, you will tell her. He even threatened to hurl me down the rubbish chute. But this father will look very pensive, having wanted to do that to your mother for years.
Oh.
But why, they will ask. And if you're honest, you will tell them that it's because you ordered me to change my whole mode of life at a minute's notice. That at a time when I'm experiencing difficulties in my career, you won't stand by me.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
You're deliberately distorting everything. And nor do I find your jibes at my parents at all amusing.
I only wanted to show you how ridiculously we're behaving. Let's turn back.
Certainly not.
Jen.
Nothing would induce me to do so now.
A neat uppercut to the jaw, might.
Oh, more threats?
Oh, you're infuriating.
Then don't talk to me.
I shan't. Not another word. Not another solitary word. Jenny? Jenny?
I thought you weren't going to say another word.
Well, it was nearly 2 hours ago. We can't go on like this.
I'm not going on like anything.
How can you be so stubborn? All right. One of us has to show some sense. As your husband, with a sense of responsibility for your well-being. Look, Jenny, I appeal to you.
You don't appeal to me. I can't imagine why I ever thought you did. Anything else you wish to say?
Only that I think you're the... Never mind. Never mind.
Why are you slowing down?
I'm not slowing down.
Oh, don't be absurd. It's obvious you are.
No. Not me, dear. It's the car. In fact, it's stopped altogether.
Well, I can see that, but why?
I'm not quite sure.
Oh, I see. Do you really expect me to fall for that trick?
There's no trick. No doubt about it. The engine's packed up.
You mean to tell me that... Oh, I might have known...
No, don't panic.
Oh, here we are in the middle of nowhere.
You told me to take this route. You said it was quicker across country.
I naturally meant in a moving car.
Well, don't panic, I say. I'll get it to go.
Well...
It's very odd.
Yes, that's what I think.
No, I mean, the car was overhauled last month.
Well, perhaps they'd have made a better job of it if you'd paid the bill.
The work was finished before I asked them to defer payment.
Oh, I suppose that's your idea of honesty.
Look, this is neither the time nor the place for a discussion of ethics. Only a woman determined to exasperate at all costs would connect a momentary stoppage of a car with my personal integrity in money matters.
Well, I hope the stoppage is momentary.
Oh, yes, some slight adjustments required, that's all.
Some slight adjustment of what?
Oh, it's obviously... You wouldn't understand the technical terms.
Do you?
Well, in my opinion, all that's happened is... Oh.
Now what is it?
Well, to be perfectly honest and not to beat about the bush, I forgot to fill up with petrol when we started.
Are you telling
yes,
me that...
Yes, the tank is dry.
Oh, you did this deliberately.
That is not true.
Of course it's true.
Even I wouldn't expect to effect a reconciliation by stranding you on a lonely country road miles from human habitation in the middle of the night.
How do I know what your twisted little mind would conceive? Where are we?
The last signpost said 1 mile to Yeldon Corner.
Then we're nearly 5 miles from Mother's. I can't walk all that way.
Oh, I don't know. I've often thought we ought to take more exercise.
Then you can start now by walking to Yeldon Corner to get some petrol.
Oh, no. I couldn't leave you here, not alone.
I should prefer it.
Oh, no, Jenny, it's very pleasant now with the moon over that hill on the other side of the lake, but that will have gone down before I get back here. I mean, I might have to walk both ways.
Then the quicker you start, the better.
But, Jenny,
are you going or not?
Very well.
And do try not to dawdle. Heaven knows what time I'll get to Mother's now.
Ah, what an enchanting spot. I know it's the corniest thing in the whole world, but I can't resist the lake in the moonlight. When I was young and enthusiastic, I used to try and paint scenes like this. Water's pretty high. All this rain we've been having, I shouldn't wonder.
You can tell me all about it when you get back.
Well, you sure you'll be all right?
Quite sure.
What's that?
What? Where?
There. Something moved in those bushes over there.
Who?
No, but still, I expect it was nothing more than some harmless animal. A rat, perhaps.
A rat?
It seemed bigger than a rat, didn't it? Still, I'm sure it was nothing that could harm you. I mean, after all, it must be centuries since wild beasts were found in these parts. Of course, you never know with water, do you? Well, I'll be on my way, then.
Yes. Yes, please do.
Yeah, right. You better just close your window, just in case. Don't worry if you hear any weird noises. It'll only be in your imagination. I should try and get a few winks of sleep.
Oh, for heaven's sake, go.
Certainly. See you later.
No.
No? No what?
Well, it might be better if you stayed here, and then we'll both get a lift in a passing car.
Well, we might have a very long wait.
Oh, do you have to argue with me about everything?
Anything you say, dear. Oh, what a beautiful night. You hear that gentle lapping of the water. So soothing.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, so sorry.
Don't think that I'm not realizing how you're enjoying your spiteful little triumph. What was that?
Ah, now I'm glad you asked me that. That's commonly known as the tawny or wood owl. It belongs to the family Strigidae. Incidentally, the female is larger than the male, which I find highly significant. You may wonder how I know.
Oh, will you stop it?
Well, you did ask.
Oh, Max Brayling, I detest you. After tonight, I never want to see you again.
Look.
What is it now?
There's a car coming.
Oh, yes, thank goodness.
Some way off yet. Coming pretty fast, though.
Well, look, get in the middle of the road and wave your arms or something.
All
here,
right.
Here, look, take my headscarf.
Oh, don't get so excited. I'll stop
yes, you better. But open the door, I want to get out.
Oh.
Oh, what a relief we could have hung about here for hours. Well, don't just stand there, wave the scarf.
All in good time.
No, now.
Oh, all right, all right. Hey there, pull up.
It's not going to. Max, look out.
Swine.
Oh, darling, are you hurt?
Oh, I'm half drowned, if that's what you mean. Oh, of course, it would happen right by a lake. Give me your hand, then.
Here.
Oh, the madman. I had to jump for my life. Look at me. I went right under, you know. I'm soaked.
Yes, you are, aren't you?
Oh, I swallowed at least a pint of that filthy water, too. Oh, that's right. Laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Oh, stop laughing at me.
Yes, dear, I'm sorry.
You won't laugh if I contract pneumonia, will you? Which is a practical certainty.
Will you? You better keep moving.
Stop that idiotic laughing.
Yes, Max. Come on, then. Let's start walking.
I can't walk 5 miles like this. I'd never get there alive. Ooh, water was like ice. Damn you, Jenny, will you stop all laughing? Stop it, I say.
Thank you. Maybe we'll reach a telephone. We must have covered at least a mile.
Did you see his rotten, sneering face? That driver, I mean.
Oh.
He's going to try to kill me, you know. But I'll find him. I'll find him if it's the last thing I do. It probably will be the way I'm feeling now. I should search the whole country for him. And you needn't think I won't know him either, because I will.
Yes, dear, of course you will.
Yes, and don't address me in that patronizing way, as if I were some child.
Oh, let's make it up, Max. I can't be angry with you after all you've gone through. I forgive you completely. There.
You forgive me? Your audacity is beyond belief. What is more, a woman who can laugh at her own husband when he has to endure torments like this is the negation of all her sex stands for.
Have it your way.
That in itself would be a pleasant change.
Max?
Huh?
Well, can you notice a peculiar smell? It seems to be keeping up with us, a sort of stagnant smell. Do you think that water...
Oh, go on, rub it in. Well, it's almost worthwhile if what I've gone through makes you gay and excited instead of the nag, nag, nag I normally have to put up with.
Only half a mile more, Max, and we'll be at Mother's. And then we'll put you to bed, and I'll get Mother to light a fire in your room.
I could just see your mother lighting a fire in a bedroom in August. If I wasn't in a state bordering on collapse, I'd laugh.
Oh, good. You must be feeling better. You've started insulting Mother again.
I am not feeling better. I resent your saying I'm feeling better. I am gradually getting worse. It's all very well for you to be gay and charming. You're not carrying about a quart of water in each shoe.
Shh, listen.
What?
Oh, thank goodness, a car at last. Look, see, there's his headlights.
Yes, he's too late. My circulation has already ceased to function.
Oh, well, I'll stop this one. Hey, what did you do with my headscarf? Oh, never mind, this'll do. Hey!
Wanting a lift?
Oh, please. We've had a breakdown.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Hop in. I suppose that'd be your car I saw way back.
Yes, we ran out of petrol. Come on, Max.
Yeah, I see. You're all wet.
Yes, I do know that.
He was knocked into the lake by a car that rushed past.
Oh, was he, by George? Well, look, there's a rug in the back. Better wrap yourself up, old man, or you'll catch a nasty cold.
Yes, I do.
I see. What's that peculiar smell?
It's a new perfume. I'm trying it out for the manufacturers.
Oh. Well, hop in, anyway.
Yes, this is it. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, glad to help. Good night.
Good night, and thank you again.
Oh, that's all right. I say, better get him into bed, what?
Yes, I will. Goodbye. Oh, I do hope we haven't woken the whole neighborhood. You know, it's terribly late. It's nearly 2 o'clock.
Yes, please just ring the doorbell and let's get in.
Oh, yes, dear, of course. There. A nice man he was, wasn't he? Must be sure and let him have his rug back tomorrow.
Why don't they answer?
Well, give them a chance, darling. They're probably in a deep sleep.
They do right to me. Ring again. Oh, here, let me. Oh, I shall never survive this.
Oh, Max, really, don't be such a baby.
I can already feel a chill coming on. I've no doubt it will prove fatal. I'm not joking. You may as well order your mourning first thing tomorrow. And while I still retain the strength to speak, I should like you to know that I wish to be cremated. And have my ashes spread all over the Cotswolds.
Why the Cotswolds?
Oh, damn it. Are you going to argue with me even about the disposal of my ashes?
Oh, Max, you are a funny darling. I don't know why I quarrel with you. It's like quarreling with a baby.
When is someone going to open this door?
Oh, and when I think of that awful moment when I really believe that car had hit you. Let's call off our fight, shall we? Please, darling.
Oh, very well. But if someone doesn't soon open this door...
Shh, don't shout like that. You'll wake all the neighbors. Oh. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, what?
Oh, Max, what's the date today?
The date?
Is the date?
The 17th, why?
Oh, why didn't I think of it? Oh, darling, I'm terribly sorry. It just didn't occur to me being so upset and everything.
Do you want to drive me completely dotty? What are you talking about?
They're all on holiday and won't be back till tomorrow.
No.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
That's all I needed.
Well, do try to understand. I mean, we left in such a rush.
Don't go on, and don't ever talk to me about being practical again.
No, Max.
From now on, I shall decide what we do or we don't do.
Yes, Max.
And don't forget it either.
No, Max, and I
will. I shall tell you another thing. We're going to get into this house if I have to pull the door off with my bare hands.
Wouldn't it be easier to try and get through a window?
Don't tell me what to do.
Sorry, dear. They may have left a window open.
Very well. Just to please you, I shall take a look.
Yes, and don't make more noise than you can help because of the neighbours.
Oh, damn the neighbours.
Yes, but if you make a lot of noise...
I know what I'm doing. You won't hear a sound.
Oh, Max, what have you done?
Trust a woman to ask a question like that.
Oh, dear. You've woken all the neighbours. Lights are going on everywhere.
Yes, never mind that. Give me my handkerchief,
will you?
Have
you cut yourself?
Of course I've cut myself. My arm is dangling by a single thread.
Oh, let me see to it. Oh, is it bleeding much?
How can it bleed? My blood's already frozen into solid chunks. I should have thought you'd heard them rattling when I walked. Oh, what in the name of...
Oh, dear, that's that funny old man who lives opposite. He used to be a policeman. He must think we're burglars.
Stop it, you old fool! Stop it!
Oh, look, more lights are going on.
Stop blowing that whistle, confound you! Interfering old busybody. They've no right to let him keep his whistle. Stop it, I say!
I'll go and talk to him. He might remember me.
Oh, am I to stand here bleeding to death while you go and talk to that lunatic?
Oh, don't make such a fuss, Max.
Fuss? Fuss? I like that. In one night I've been half drowned. My arm has been practically severed. I've contracted pneumonia at the very least.
Shh, listen.
I've swallowed enough filthy water to poison a regiment of foot soldiers.
Shh.
And what?
It's a car. It looks as if it's coming here.
Oh, don't tell me your family have returned. That would be the final calamity.
I say, you don't think someone's phoned the police?
Well, what do I care if they have? They're doing nothing wrong.
It is the police. Max, Max, now you will be polite to them.
Well, why shouldn't I be? I should simply explain the situation.
Yes, I know, but please do be nice to them.
Well, now, what have we here? Two of you, eh?
Yes, that's right. This is my wife, officer.
How do you do?
Glad to meet you, ma'am. Sort of unexpected pleasure, you might say.
Well, perhaps I should explain.
And who might you be, sir? Apart from being the lady's husband?
I don't think I like your tone at all, officer. We're doing no wrong here.
Max, please.
Well, we're not.
Is this your house, sir?
No.
It's my parents' house, officer.
Yes.
Oh, is it really? Why don't we get them up and ask them to confirm that?
Well, you can't. They're on holiday.
Hear that, Bert? Oh. They're on holiday.
Now, see here. I don't know what you're thinking.
Don't you? Do you usually enter other people's houses by breaking their windows at 2:30?
I've told you. I can explain that.
I say, Bert, do you notice a strange sort of smell?
Yes. Like the drain had gone wrong.
Yes, yes, highly whimsical, yes.
Oh, bless me. It's coming from you, sir, isn't it? You say you're all wet.
Yes, I can explain that as well.
Perhaps you'd better go down to the station and talk things over.
There's no necessity for that. Here, take your hands off me. Let me go, I say.
Getting rough, are you, Bert?
Ouch! Oh, let go of my arm.
Please, don't hurt him.
Don't break my arm. That's a good one. Oh, damn you, I'll sue you for this. You won't get away with this kind of treatment, I tell you, I can...
It was your fault, Max. What will Daddy say when he learns I've spent the night at the police station under arrest?
It wasn't all night. It was less than an hour, and we weren't under arrest.
Well, it was the same thing.
You talk as if they'd taken your fingerprints and cropped your hair.
If only you'd kept your head and explained things properly in the first place, they'd never have taken us in at all.
Hang it all, it was you who forgot this house was locked up.
Oh, well, we're in now. Oh, do switch on the lights.
I am switching them on. Nothing's happening.
Oh, Mother must have switched them off at the main. It's in the little cupboard under the stairs.
Where might that be?
Straight ahead. Strike another match. See? There it is.
Oh, damn, I've blown the match out. I told you I'd catch cold. Oh, Lord, now I've dropped the matches.
Well, feel your way to it.
All right. Oh!
Oh, what was that?
That was me finding the little cupboard under the stairs with my head. Wait, I think I've got it.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, Max, you poor darling, you do look a wreck.
Is that surprising?
Come on, I'm going to get you into bed. You look all in.
Do you care?
Well, I shouldn't, but I do. Oh, come on, up with you. I'll see if I can find some of Daddy's whiskey. Tea, Max. Wake up.
What? Who's that?
Me, darling. It's morning.
Oh, leave me alone. All I want Blast.
How's the cold?
Much worse. What's the time?
8:30. Here, come on. Drink this and take these aspirins. They'll do your cold good.
No, they won't. Nothing will do me good. I should like to be taken home to die.
Well, I've arranged that. A man's fetching our car for us.
Oh, you should have made it a hearse. Yes.
Come on now. You take these. Here we are. Good. Yeah. Now the tea.
Mm.
We'll soon have you right.
Do you mind not being so bright and cheerful?
Oh, stop being such a baby. Max, do you remember this room?
Yes.
Me bringing you your tea like this when you came for weekends?
Yes. Your ever-trusting mother standing on watch at the top of the stairs.
We were very much in love, weren't we? I wonder if I'd have married you if I'd known what you were really like. Still, I suppose it's something to have gone 18 months without a serious quarrel. Last night was the first serious one. I actually left you. It's true you came with me, which made things a little confusing, but still, technically, I was leaving you. I don't think I should have, mind you, if you hadn't taunted me by saying you'd get out the car and drive me here. I mean, really, that amounts to throwing me out. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yes, really, when you get down to it, you left me.
Oh, Jenny, do you mind? It's very early. I've had practically no sleep. My head is spinning like a rocket.
Oh, poor darling. Well, look, finish up your tea and you can doze off. We'll talk later on.
We will not.
Oh, we must. We haven't settled a thing. Oh, and it's so silly. If you'd only agreed to take that job at the art school, none of this would have happened.
Now you listen to me.
Oh, who can that be?
Oh, take a look out of the window. I don't wish to see anybody.
Oh, dear.
Now what?
It's that police car again. I hope it doesn't mean more trouble.
Why should it?
Well, I didn't feel they quite believed us last night. Well, I suppose I'd better let them in.
Oh, all right, but don't bring them up here. Feeling as I do, I'm in no mood to submit to any more of their third degree.
This is Inspector Denham from the local police. He wants to talk to you.
Sorry to disturb you, sir, so early in the morning.
Look, Inspector, if it's about last night...
It isn't. Not the little spot of trouble you had here, at any rate. Oh, yes, I heard about it. A natural mistake on the part of my men, I think. Can't really blame anyone.
I'm sorry, I'm not frightfully well. If you wouldn't mind coming to the point...
Oh, do sit down, Inspector.
Thank you. Well, it's like this, sir. You were explaining at the station last night, so they tell me, how you got that ducking in the lake near Yeldon Corner.
Oh, don't remind me of that. Swine, if ever I get my hands on that fellow.
Would you know him again?
I certainly would. It'll be a long time before I forget his sneering face.
Maybe we could help you find him. Could you describe him?
Oh, with pleasure. He had a large, strong, ugly face. Wait, I'll draw it for you.
Draw it?
Yes, my husband's an artist.
Well, that's a piece of luck.
Pencil and paper.
I'll get some.
Oh, here you are, sir. Use these.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah. Now then, what I was saying, he had a large, strong face, and brutal, rather, like that. High cheekbones, strong chin, like that.
Did you see him too, ma'am?
No, I didn't.
Broad nose, rather like that. Bushy eyebrows, almost meeting. Slightly protruding eyes. Wide mouth. Not quite as wide as that, no. Ah, that's better. Let's see, what else did he have?
I think that ought to be enough, sir. If I may say so, you're a very good artist.
That's an opinion I never tire of expressing myself.
Yes, it's a very good likeness, very good.
Oh, likeness? To whom?
Well, I prefer not to say right now, sir, if you wouldn't mind, but I shouldn't be surprised if you hadn't done us a very good turn.
Just so long as I do that fellow a bad one.
Leave him to us, sir.
I should like to know what it's all about.
We'll be in touch with you later. I'll be off now. Thanks again. Oh, it's all right, ma'am. You needn't come down.
Oh, well, goodbye. What did all that mean?
It sounded to me rather like a... damn this cold.
Oh, keep covered up, dear. You know, I think you'd better spend the day in bed. The family won't be home till this evening.
Oh, good. What? You mean they're returning today?
Yes, that's right.
Is the car here yet?
Well, it will be soon.
Get dressed, then. We're leaving.
But you're cold.
I suddenly feel a lot better. Where are my trousers?
Oh, Max, for heaven's
sake.
Don't
argue.
But we haven't settled anything. How are we going to live, for one thing? Or have you forgotten you're going to be made bankrupt?
Never mind all that. What the devil's happened to my clothes?
They're downstairs drying.
Well, then just get them for me. There's a good girl. Come on, hurry.
Oh, but Max...
If you think after all I've gone through I intend to undergo a grilling from your dear daddy with highly critical interpolations from your dear mummy, you can think again. I've had enough.
No, Max.
What do you mean?
You may go, if you wish. I'll stay here.
For?
For your sake, as well as mine, I have to be firm.
What do you mean, firm about what?
I thought it all over carefully.
Oh, now, look here, Jenny.
When it can be so easily avoided, I am not going back to be the wife of a bankrupt. I'm not going to let you mess up your life through sheer obstinacy.
Obstinacy? Me? What about you?
Oh, I'm right, and you know it. Just one day a week at that art school, that's all it means.
No.
Only until you get on your feet again.
No.
Well, dear, it's up to you. If you change your mind, you can always send for me.
You mean you won't come with me?
I'm sorry, Max, but I'm not doing this only for my sake.
I don't care whose sake you're doing it for. I won't agree with you here. I won't do it. You can talk till you're blue in the face. I absolutely refuse. And if you won't come home, I'll go on my own.
Darling, I'm so proud of you. It takes a strong man to admit when he's in the wrong. Max, I don't want to seem critical, but do you have to close your eyes when you sneeze? You swerve right across the road.
I do nothing of the sort. As I said before, I'd prefer if you left the driving to me.
Yes, of course, dear. Anything you say.
And don't crow over me, or I may change my mind.
Oh, no, not you. You promised, and you always keep your promises. Max! Oh, golly, that was a near one.
Look, see here, you don't imagine I'm enjoying driving all the way to London, the condition I'm in. I wish you'd learned to drive.
I wish you had. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. You're doing very well indeed in the circumstances. Well, except for one thing.
And what might that be?
I hardly like to mention it.
Why not?
Well, you're going to be cross with me.
Out with it?
Well, for London, we're going rather a long way round. This is the Bristol Road.
Rubbish. It's the London Road. I saw a signpost.
Yes, so did I, and we should have turned right.
Well, couldn't you have told me?
But you particularly said you wanted no interference from me.
Oh, you are the most outrageously infuriating woman in the whole world. What's more, I believe you did that deliberately.
Oh, Max, really?
Now we'll have to turn round and go all the way back. Oh,
well, Max, look out. Don't turn now. There's a car coming from behind. Oh, Max, watch out. You'll hit that tree.
Oh, damn. You all right?
Oh, don't mind me. I love climbing trees, especially sitting in a car. It's so much less tiring.
Well, how was I to know that car was... Oh, Lord.
Look, sir, I don't know what you think you're doing. Oh, no, not you again.
Oh, good morning, officer. Nothing to worry about, just a little misunderstanding.
I can't believe it. I say, Bert.
What?
It's him again.
Who? Oh, no.
It is, you know.
What will he get up to next?
Jumping into lakes, breaking into people's houses, and now trying to knock down trees. This isn't a bulldozer you got here, sir. It's a car. Well, most of a car.
If you've quite finished.
I haven't started yet. Careless driving at the very least. May I see your driving license, sir? Assuming that is, you bother about it a trifle with the driving license.
Thank goodness, only a few more minutes and we'll be home at last. Whew, certainly hope I never have another journey like this one. Not that we're likely to. Suppose you're bound to lose your license. Still, shan't be able to afford a car anyway, so perhaps it doesn't matter.
I'm glad that point is settled to your satisfaction.
Oh, well, one has to look on the bright side. Anyway, the main problem's settled. Remember? In a way that makes everything worthwhile.
I'm glad you think so.
Ah, home, sweet home. Well, unless they make you bankrupt and we're thrown out. Does look nice, doesn't it? I'm glad I chose those curtains. Beginning to need a wash, though.
Yes, well, while you're washing them, I'll just put the car away.
Yes, of course, darling. And I'll go and make us a nice, refreshing cup of tea. Da da da, da da da, da 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 da.
Yes?
Oh, George, it's Jenny.
Hello, Jenny, where have you been?
Oh, it's a long story. Max is putting the car away now. Oh, George, wonderful news. He's agreed to take that post at the art school.
How'd you manage that?
Oh, never mind now. Listen, will you ring the school at once and tell them so he's committed?
You bet I will.
Of course, there's still the bankruptcy.
Oh, don't worry. Now he's taking this job, I think I'll be able to get him to wait. Oh. Anyway, I'll try.
Here comes Max now. I must hang up.
Yeah, right. Congratulations, Jenny.
Who is that?
Oh, I was just giving George the good news.
Don't waste any time, do you?
Oh, Max, please.
You've tamed me. Is that what you told him? You've got me to conform. I'm regimented, a respectable wage earner, regular hours, cowed and defeated, a nobody, a Donald.
Oh, it's not like that at all. Oh, blow, who can that be?
All right, I'll answer it. Inspector Denham.
Oh, Mr. Brayling, may I come in?
Yes, of course.
Oh, Mrs. Brayling.
Oh, hello, Inspector.
You're surprised to see me in these parts, I expect.
If it's about that mishap on the road, Inspector...
Oh, yes, they told me about that when I phoned them to ask for your address here. Oh. Well, I think we might let you down lightly over that after what you've done for us.
What I've done for you?
Yes, you, Mr. Brayling. We've got our man, the man who gave you your ducking last night.
Well, then I hope you give him hell.
We shall. Jim Pollock, that's his name. You sketched him to the life. We've been trying to get a conviction for years, but he's been too smart for us. But not this time, thanks to your talents as an artist.
I don't quite follow you.
Well, you see, the reason he wouldn't stop for you last night was that he was coming from Laveringham, where a jeweller's had been robbed.
No.
We didn't know it till this morning, and even then he didn't connect Jim Pollock with it. Not till your sketch put us on this track. And this morning we nabbed him, still with some of the stuff in his possession.
How marvellous!
Yes, Mrs. Brayling, perhaps more than you realise. The assessor's offered a reward this morning. I haven't the slightest doubt you'll get it.
Oh, Max. Oh, how much is it?
A little over £2,000.
2,000? Well, that's twice as much as we need. Oh, darling, think of it.
I am. I'm remembering the times I said that something would turn up.
Ah, but you'd never have gone but for me. Oh, how exciting.
Oh, it's more than exciting, Inspector. You don't know it, but you just saved me from becoming a Donald for the rest of my life.
A Donald? I don't quite understand.
Jenny does, though. Don't you, Jenny? Don't you?
That was Round Trip by Michael Brett. Max Brayling was played by Ronnie Barker and Jenny Brayling by June Whitfield. The play was produced for the BBC by Graham Gould.